What Being a Sissy Wife Means to Me by Sissy Wife on Lit Erotica. I am a sissy wife. I hate cliches as much as the next girl, but sometimes they make for the most apt of descriptions. I have a job, friends, and a life. I go out for movies and drinks, I enjoy long walks and drives, and I love traveling to new places and locations. And yet, there was something missing. There was something that was needed. I found that when I found my true identity. I want to be a girl. I am a girl. I want to become that which I was born to be, but sadly, that can never be fully possible. There's a sea of difference between what I am and what I see when I look in the mirror every day. The person looking back at me isn't what I want to be. The person looking back at me is a stranger. He's a stranger who's been living with me for the past 3 decades. He's the one who the world knows as me. I don't know him, though. That's because he doesn't exist. He's a facade. He's an illusion. He doesn't exist. But the question is, though, do I? Who am I? Am I this face, this body, this mind? Or am I something else entirely? Something the world has never seen, and the world will never know. Something that I can never become. Is that image of me the real me? Is that image real? Even though it exists, and might only exist, in the back of my mind, and nowhere else, unseen, unheard, unknown? I want to be tall, slim, and blonde with big, voluptuous boobs. Ah, damn cliches. Can you blame me, though, for wanting to be attractive? The world sees that image as attractive, but that's not the reason why I want to be that way. I want to be like that, because that image is attractive to me. I want to be attractive, not only for myself, but for my husband. That's what's missing from my life, my man, my husband. I want to be attractive and beautiful for him. I want my man to desire me, to want me, to need me. I want my man to get aroused by my body. I want him to enjoy touching me, kissing me, fondling me, fucking me, and emptying his heavy balls on and inside my body. I want him to desire me, and I want him to use my body to fulfill his desires to the maximum extent possible. I want him to use my body to get as much pleasure as possible, as much as he needs, as many times as he needs, wherever, whenever he needs. I want him to think of me as his property, taking me whenever he wants, without having to ask or even think about it. I want sex to be a part of his routine. I want keeping him satisfied to be my wifely duty, and I want to fulfill that duty as much as possible. As the adage goes, I want to keep my man happy by keeping his stomach full and his balls empty. I understand, of course, that he might get used to my body and that he might find other women attractive too. I want him to look at other women, or sissies. I want him to get aroused by their bodies and then come to me with all of that built-up sexual energy. And I will do anything and everything I can do to help him release that energy in the most satisfying manner possible. I understand that he might want to bring someone else to our bed, and if he does, I will try my best to pleasure him, pleasure the woman or sissy he brings to me, and get pleasured in return. I will do anything and everything for him, as he means everything to me. And I want to show him that he means everything to me. To me, being a sissy means keeping my daddy satisfied and happy. My pleasure comes from his pleasure. I have no pleasure or even existence, except as connected to and as dictated by his pleasure. He decides when I come, if I come at all. He can make me come before sex, if he wants, so that I can truly appreciate the feeling of him fucking me without my horniness distracting me. If he wants, he can make me come 2 or 3 times, or as many times as my tiny balls can produce my sissy juice. He can then proceed to fuck me, making me experience to the fullest extent his manhood, penetrating my sissy pussy, owning me, making me his. Or if he wants, he can make me come during sex, spreading out my orgasms so that I come a final time when he comes. Or he can choose not make me come at all, ever. Being fucked by him on a daily basis will fuel and multiply my horniness, making me more desperate and bringing out the sissy slut in me that had been repressed all these years. When I can't take it anymore, I'll spurt my juice as he's fucking me without having to touch my useless sissy clit. Irrespective of when or how I come, it's important that I clean up my juices properly by licking them up every time. He can do this by making me come in his hand and then making me lick it clean, or by making me spurt in a condom and then emptying it in my mouth. He can make me come on my face or directly into my mouth by making me lie down on my back with ankles over my head, which would be pretty much perfect if he fucked me as he did it. It's indeed very important that whenever my balls are emptied, it should be directly into my mouth. I would love it if my daddy would feed me his cum every time he unloads his manly balls too. He can directly come in my mouth. He can come in a condom and feed me from that too. Of course, that would be purely for fun, as I want to be owned by him, bred by him anytime he wants. This is all a wish list though, and daddy can come wherever he wants. I can have no say in the matter whatsoever. I hope I can find a daddy who loves all this too. There's so much more to being a true sissy wife, and I hope one day the man of my dreams will sweep me off my sissy feet, turning me into his submissive, obedient doll.